Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spankies.
Spankies.
I like that.
We found why, don't we?
Hey.
Hey.
We're here.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, happy third anniversary.
Thanks.
It's basically our birthday.
You guys like your decorations?
That was
like,
amazing. That was the most creative decoration.
There's only one third anniversary, so you guys.
You got to go out the bank.
Came through.
We hired a professional decorator.
I can tell. It's like, so it's amazing.
No BS. Like, we legit went to like Target and CVS to try and find happy anniversary streamers and whatever else. They had nothing, and so we came back and we printed those instead.
Dude, this is better.
I think that's better.
It shows effort.
Hey, I like the informality.
Because right? If you're listening right now, it's literally just a piece of paper, and it's typed in like Times New Roman or Common Sense.
And
like,
the only word that isn't capitalized is anniversary.
Welcome back. You guys remember the first time you were in the studio?
2017.
Oh man,
yeah,
absolutely right.
Yeah,
it was a long time.
July 2017.
Wow. Yeah,
it was 2020.
We did like a Facebook Live or something.
Yeah, it was a Facebook Live. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
I remember that.
And it was in July of 2017. I think there was like 40 people on it or something like that.
Yeah.
Times have changed just a wee bit.
Yeah,
just a wee bit.
What's up?
Things are good.
Yeah,
things are fun. Yeah.
They What's
are.
Up with the song? Tell me about the song.
The song.
It's just
what I am.
Great one.
Yeah. It feels really good.
No, the song, I mean, for us, this song is just super special. And I think our fans can feel that. And I think we just feel like this song is, I don't know, there's just an importance factor to it. And when we heard it for the first time, we just like instantly fell in love with it. And we were like, wow, this is like a great song. And, it's just great lyrics and great production, and obviously Ed Sheeran's a genius, and so.
I honestly didn't, like, when I first heard it, I was like, I can't believe he didn't just keep this for himself.
Right.
It would be like a number one, like, you know what I mean? But it's an honor that he thought of us.
When you think back, and now how the evolution of you guys is happening, we were talking about the three-year anniversary, did you think, going back to 3 years ago right now, did you ever think it would evolve into what it is right now?
We had hoped.
No. Yeah, it was like
all hope.
It was like a far out hope, I think. And it was like took a lot for it to become reality, and somehow it actually did.
Mm-hmm. But like we were gonna do anything like we could to make it happen.
Yeah.
Still like but
we were ready to work hard, but
it was like, more fun and just like I don't know, it didn't feel like it really would happen. It never does until it does, you know, but once it did, it was just like, oh my gosh, it's okay, it's going. It's rolling.
I'm worried about you, man. You all right with those allergies?
I know. He's
all right. Yeah. Is it allergies or like?
Man, you get sick like every other day.
Yeah.
You should have
sick a lot.
You should have told us allergy medicine for my CVS.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Oh, is that underwear?
What?
Oh, no way.
Wow.
What?
I'm
on
my We're here for you. See, yeah, well, you see what happens when you respond back to our Twitter, we actually go through and pick up.
Bro,
I remember at Summer Bash, you guys brought me.
Yeah.
You guys brought me socks.
See, we're here for you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are really into the clothing department at CVS, which is very tiny.
When you're on tour, it's like you need.
I don't need nail
polish. Like
sometimes the only time you can go get anything done is at like 1 a.m. when CVS is open.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we chose it is because it's literally right there out the window.
Oh. But they didn't have anything up to our quality standards for you, so we went and got those.
Oh.
And fun fact, they didn't. If you notice, there's no price tag on those.
Feel how soft it is.
Oh, I'm sure they're great. Hopefully, they got the right size. There's no price tag, so they had to do a legit price check where there's two people on the intercom at the Target going price check on the jockey underwear aisle 3. I was holding up the whole line.
That's
for
hilarious.
That.
Wash after wash.
Yeah,
that was worth it.
It's incredible.
Thank you so much.
We also got you.
You just felt it right there.
That's also from B96.
To all of you.
Oh, happy anniversary.
It better be money.
For $1 million?
Dude, that's the least we could get you.
Dear, why don't we? Happy anniversary.
Oh, you spelled the anniversary.
Oh, we love you.
We did?
No, I'm just
kidding. We're not surprised just one bit.
He said, thank you so much.
Yeah, guys. So see? Yeah, the front of the card says, you're so stinking cute together.
With two skunks. They found
that's great. That's great.
Yeah, we couldn't find any actual boy band like anniversary cards at the Target.
Oh, they don't have those?
No. Not yet. But you know what? You should think about that for your line of merch.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think I don't know if they'd sell like that much.
Like, I'm sure they
all
would.
The boy bands in the world.
Anything like, you guys put your name on? Anything you guys put your name on sells. Have you seen what's going on in your pop up shop right now?
Yeah, we were just there.
Yeah,
we have cameras on our phones, so we can just check.
It's a got GoPros live streaming from every angle.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, stalking everyone there.
Everywhere. So
just that.
You know, like those cat cams people have. Like, it's kind of like that.
But. Like a baby monitor. Baby. We're always watching.
You can talk back. Hey guys.
You guys are going up there a little bit later on tonight to do a little private performance thing for a bunch of winners.
Yeah.
Yeet.
And you guys have done a bunch of these for not only B96, but these fans forever. And I'm just kind of curious, when was the last time you actually had like a full on break?
Those don't really exist.
So probably three years ago.
Yeah. Actually,
never heard of a break. Actually,
I mean,
like
a couple days.
Yeah. We never get more than like 5 days is like the maximum
like
break,
the
unless it's Christmas.
Break.
Always on the gas, no break, you know?
Yeah. I would say like New Year's last we had like a couple weeks.
And that was it.
Which was great. Yeah.
Christmas
was
awesome. New Year's.
Crazy. Yeah.
I hope
by week like two, I was like, yo, what do I do with my
That's
life?
So yeah. You start to get like antsy. Like, I should be doing things right now.
So you still love it. 3 years in, you guys still love the grind of it every single day in different cities and the whole thing.
It's got its ups and downs. I wish I could sleep a little bit more, but
yeah.
I mean it's
at the end
but
of the
no
day.
No regrets, you know?
No regrets.
No regrets. I would rather be here at B96 right now than like chilling on my couch at home.
Yeah,
I feel that.
We're touched.
Yeah.
Well, you are engaged to our Twitter account. So.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys,
we have a special
fire.
Relationship.
We don't even know who runs our Twitter account. It's probably one of our bosses sent up on a corner office. Punching out tweets. If you don't know, our Twitter account is legit married to Jonah.
Yeah.
I know. I like got down on one knee and everything, and
for the account.
You know, that's
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
You might be married to the CEO of Entercom.
It was an AI that
I might be
resembled the account.
We need to find out who actually runs our Twitter, so that way you can meet face to face.
And I can like actually be like, wow.
Isn't the mystery kind of fun, though?
So nice to meet my wife.
For now, it's just you and the logo.
Well, yeah. The logo and me have a special relationship.
In 2019, anything can happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Facts.
So what's next? You guys doing like some Europe stuff or something, right?
Yeah,
something
we're going
like
to
that. In like a
something
week,
like
right?
That.
Or like
we go straight from this tour to Europe.
I think a week from today or six days from today.
That's crazy.
We haven't been there in a while. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We were there for about a month.
And Zach's 18.
Yeah. Well done,
there
bud.
We go.
You can have that happy
18.
Juice.
Do you know?
Then,
happy juice.
Yeah. So we'll be in Europe for like a month, and then we go right to Asia for a month, and then back
Australia.
In the US for like Christmas shows and stuff.
Yeah. Have you done Asia before?
Yeah,
once.
We've done it like twice.
So,
twice.
Yeah, because we went back to Japan. Yeah.
How does doing shows there compare to doing them here?
They're very different.
So different.
Yeah,
it's like just such a culture shock because like over there it's just so different, and so
they're
like
very very like respectful.
Yeah,
like it's like a totally different, especially in Japan. It's like they'll you'll finish playing a song and like they'll like be quiet for a second, like completely quiet, and then they'll all start clapping at one time. It's like the craziest
it's like
thing.
And then they'll stop at the same time too. It's like,
and then it's like just drop dead. Like,
but
silence.
It was
kind of
dope.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, we did 8 letters totally stripped down there, and didn't even. Sorry, I'm struggling. We didn't even use mics.
Yeah.
And it was, what, like 3,000 people when we played?
And it was dead silent.
With no mics.
Yeah, no mics. We set it down and they were just so quiet that we were able to do
that. We played the whole song down to the last note, and then the last note hits and they're like,
that
That's wild.
Dead Silent. It was just.
Is it kind of crazy when you have people over there where English isn't their first language and they're singing back words in?
Yeah,
that is insane.
Yeah.
That is
it's insane. Funny because you can hear, like, we were in London one time, and it was Zach's birthday. And you can, like, hear the accent when they sing the song all together. So, like, similar thing in Asia. Like, when they all say things at once, you can, like,
hear the accent.
These girls.
Yeah.
There's a guy you have to meet if you go to Asia. His name's Taka.
Just a random guy. Where will we find him?
We'll find him in Tokyo. He'll find you in Tokyo.
Taka's a crazy man.
Yeah. Crazy man.
He's funny.
You all right there, bud?
I'll just hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy.
You guys want to you want to sing? Speaking of singing stuff,
we could, yeah.
And I'm putting you 100% on the spot. It's all right, man. We got it. Those allergies are kicking in.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing for Daniel today.
Okay.
Right, yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out too.
All right,
you ready?
Yeah.
Tell me, have you seen a sunset turn into a sunrise? Kiss right through the night, 'cause we should try that sometime. Hold you till the morning, and if I said I'm falling, would you just reply, I know you are, what am I?
Yeah. That was hard.
First one of the
Thanks. Day. Nicely done.
Sorry if
that was hard.
Getting you nice and ready.
Woke up at 4 a.m. today to get on a flight here.
Yeah, my voice is not there right now. But
you guys, it sounded fine. That sounded
fantastic.
We're so like perfectionists. It has to be.
You guys should do that professionally forever and ever.
Right. Should we?
Yeah, I look into it. Yeah,
like in exchange for dollars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exchange for dollars.
Yeah. You could pay your bills with it, maybe.
You could buy new tables for your boss.
I might.
good one.
Yeah, thanks.
I might look into it.
B96 is going to pay your bills.
Yo, can we make that a contest?
We can.
All right. I'll get on the bosses. Get right on that. Anything else we need to add, Julia?
Yeah, will your hair be at the pop-up shop?
Mine?
Yes.
So listen, I sold it for $1 million. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I was like, wait, what?
What made you decide to do this? Because this was a very big break the internet moment.
So basically, I've been perming my hair for like many years now.
Like five, right?
Yeah, like a long time. So I decided to just cut it off finally because, you know, perms aren't the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
So I finally was like, screw it. I'm going to dye my hair lavender for my daughter, and then we did it.
And it's growing on me. I think it looks great.
It looks fantastic.
It looks great.
You look fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, originally when
I'm
that picture went up.
You.
Hey, I like it.
Originally when the picture went up, it was just a picture of hair on like a floor.
Oh my God, it was so ominous.
Everybody's like, what?
What
did he do?
I saw so many tweets like.
The fans were
of fans that like photoshopped him bald and.
They're like, this is what Jack's haircut looks like. I was like, oh boy.
But then they took the hair and they were like photoshopping that into scenes with like faces on it.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so bust.
Well, you guys are the best. The pop-up shop today. All the info is at b96.com. If you want to head up there, it's open until 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
New track. Download it. Stream it. Listen to it.
Yep.
Purchase it.
Yes. Yes.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Hear it on B96.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hopefully we got you the right size jockey underwear.
Perfect. If it's an extra small, it'll work.
Wow.
And thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
you having us.
Why don't we golf clap?
Yay. Yeah.
We're a band.
Woo!
We're a band.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
So before we get to this Ellie Goulding interview.
Come on.
Julia ordered up some Uber Eats. What, like 25 minutes before the interview? 30 minutes before?
Yeah, but in my defense, it said a 15-minute delivery time.
Yeah.
So I figured I would get it.
Those are never right.
Like 10 minutes before. And then, mind you, this is a phone interview. So I'm not like ordering food and thinking I'm going to eat it in front of the artist. A lot of the interviews you'll hear on this podcast are usually in person. I would say 20% are them calling in. Ellie was calling in. So I ordered this food, which was a smoothie, because it was payday. And on payday, I like to get these like luxury smoothies. Like
fancy.
I just put all this stuff that's like good for my skin and my colon in it, and I just sip away.
How's your colon feeling today, by the way?
10 out of 10.
Good.
So I ordered this, and it said it was going to come 10 minutes before the interview, but then Joaquin was taking his dear sweet time on his bicycle. And I started panicking because it kept getting bumped up. Like I was telling him, like, oh my God, it's going to come at 4:20, 4:25, 4:30. And like the Ellie interview was at 4:30. And now it, like, I think it got to like 4:40.
I want you to listen to this interview very carefully and see if you can notice part of the interview where Julia left. All right.
Silently to go get my Uber Eats.
Didn't say a word. We didn't tell Ellie Goulding, oh, I'm sorry, can you hang on? Julia's got to go meet Joaquin downstairs.
I think you might be able to hear me like unwrapping it in part of it because like I did start drinking it. Like I couldn't wait.
All right, so listen very carefully to this interview. See if you can notice where Julia went away. Since she's a radio professional, she seamlessly transitioned back into the interview. And since I'm a radio professional, you never even knew that I carried the entire thing for a good solid 4.5 minutes.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Ellie's got a song in like the next David Attenborough nature thing on Netflix. Do you know David Attenborough?
No.
Don't know who David Attenborough is?
Hello.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hello. How are you guys?
Fine. We were just talking off air. Julia doesn't know who David Attenborough is.
And sorry.
No way.
No clue. And because we were talking about people that you want to narrate your life, and David Attenborough is like one of those
people. I probably would if I heard his voice.
It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. He's a legend. He's Sir David Attenborough here in the UK. He's an icon. He's a TV legend. He's basically the person that made us all as young people get interested in the natural world. He's a beautiful speaker and presenter and just all around badass. And he's literally a living legend here in the UK.
How old is he now? He's got to be pushing like 90, right?
He is, I believe, 83.
83. And he's still rolling around the world chasing lions and stuff.
That's why he is a legend. And he's talking a lot about climate change at the moment, which is very, very important and to teach young people about. But he's incredible. If you don't know him, you've got to get to know him right now, and you've got to watch Planet Earth. In fact, I did a song for a documentary on Netflix, and he's narrating it, One Planet, and it's incredible. And I do the closing credits song, so check it out.
That's what we were talking about right before you came on. I'm like, because I didn't know you did that. And so Julie and I, I'm like, oh, she's doing a thing for David Attenborough's thing. How great is this? And she's like, I'm not sure who that is.
Well, I did see Planet Earth, so I'm aware of his work. I just didn't know.
Yeah, suddenly I was cool like, when I did that. Honestly.
Oh, that's what did it? Not all your hit records?
It was that. Suddenly people like texting me like from out of nowhere, like, wow, you did this song with David Attenborough. And I was like, yeah, I've done some other stuff as well, you know.
Speaking of, you mentioned climate change real quick. I saw you were front and center on your Instagram with everything going on in Brazil. We obviously got your thoughts from that, but as long as we're talking to you, any additional thoughts as far as what's going on down there?
It is really just awful. It is, there are like a record number of fires going on right now in the Amazon rainforest, and you know none of us are that ignorant to know that it is you know, trees make oxygen, and it's one of the biggest sources of oxygen in the world for the entire planet. That's why they call it the lungs of the world. It is an extreme emergency, and I don't know what caused the fires. There's some dodgy stuff going on. I don't know whether they were started intentionally. I don't know what's going on down there, but there's like 3 million. I said this, I hate the sound of my own voice. So I did this video on Insta Story, and I said, look, you know when stuff is bad, when I have to post an Insta video of me talking. So I hate the sound of my own voice. But I was like, you know, it's 3 million species of plants and animals. There's 1 million indigenous people living in the Amazon rainforest, and you know, it's burning at a record rate. It's burning right now as we speak. And to be honest, the world with climate, not to get deep on you guys, I mean, I know we're talking about music, but this is really important. You know, there's already a huge climate crisis. And this is just, this happening as well, it's a catastrophe. It's an absolute catastrophe. And we just really can't afford to lose any more trees for a start. We should be planting like millions of trees to even remotely counteract the amount of CO2 that we're putting into the atmosphere. So it's very bad. And the reason why I talk about it a lot is because, you know, nothing matters. Music, not, you know, whatever people are interested in, none of that matters without a planet. So it's very important that we wake up and be informed.
Well, we appreciate your voice being out there for everybody to hear, because I mean it takes people like you to go out there and spread the message. So we appreciate that.
I know, but you know what? We need more people doing this. We need more artists. I'm sad that I'm one of the only artists that do what I do, talking about it. I'm sad that not more people are talking about it. I think that why people aren't, but it's such a huge problem, and people are just going about their careers and their lives as if nothing's happening. And I know it's hard to take in, but you know we've got to all rally together with this. This is our future, it's our children's future, and it couldn't be anything more important right now. Anyway, stop me because I can talk about this stuff forever.
Well, I don't know how to transition out of that, but you said something there that kind of intrigued me, because you said, I don't like the sound of my own voice, but Ellie, you're a singer.
I sing, and today I was in the studio, and I was singing on this very cool song, and for once I was like, you know what, this sounds pretty good, my voice is sounding good on this. And then, for example, Hate Me, I recorded the song, listened to it back a few times to make sure it was all good, and then I just haven't listened to it since. And it's not that I don't love it, I just cringe out at my own voice, to be honest.
Wow, so when you made the song, is that like that with every song, where you just put it out and you don't voluntarily go back and listen?
Never.
If you hear it on the radio, or if you're streaming something, do you skip your own music when you listen to it?
No, because if you skip something before 30 seconds, it doesn't count as a stream, so no. when it was on the radio, I see that as just a massive accomplishment that my songs be on the radio, so I turn it up, and my friends love it, so they want to hear it turned up. So yeah, when I was in LA and Close to Me was on the radio, I like basically insta-storied myself like a dork dancing to it every single time it came on. When it comes on the radio, that's like an epic moment for me.
That's amazing. You know, Juice WRLD has ties to Chicago.
Does he?
So your new song with him called Hate Me. So obviously we're playing the crap out of it, obviously, because it's a good song and it's you and you've always been good to us. But also the fact that Juice WRLD's on there, and you went to Homewood Flossmoor High School right here just south of Chicago.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Did you work in the studio with him, or is it just one of those things, now that it's 2019, you really don't need to? He's in one part of the world, you're in another part of the world, and you just do your parts and you come back together on the song?
Unfortunately, that was it. Yeah, I would have loved to go in the studio with him, but we were both in just two very different places. I think he was touring, or he was doing some shows, and I was in LA. He was maybe in Europe, so it didn't work out, but we did the video together, and that was really fun.
Is that more the norm now, when you work with other artists, that you don't need to make schedules work to be in the same city with all the technology that we have?
Yeah, and it's kind of just like a symptom of the times, really. I think with music being able to made the way being able to the music being made the way that it is, you don't necessarily, obviously it's a way better experience to be in the studio with that person, but it's just changing times in music. But if I have any collaboration on the new album, I'll make sure that we get in the studio, because I think it's very important.
Is anybody on your radar for that?
I don't know, really. I'm thinking about, I haven't really collaborated with many female artists, so I'm thinking about maybe doing that. I think I'll choose one female artist. I don't know who that is yet, though. Maybe Rosalía. I'm a big fan of Rosalía. Maybe I'll try and make that happen.
Yeah, she was great on the VMAs too. Do you have a target date for all this new music? Or?
Well, I'm sure my label do.
She goes, I have a deadline, not a target date.
I'm just really enjoying this time right now, where I'm just chilling. I'm getting married next week, so I'm just like trying to, you know, take it all in. But I think that a new album will be out beginning of next year, but I'll have one more song out before then, which I'm very excited about, and it's probably the sassiest song I've done. So I know Hate Me is kind of on a, does have a sass, you know, high on the sassameter.
Sassameter, I love it.
Oh my god, a sassameter, yeah. Love that.
Yeah, but this next one is like, yeah, it's above that, because it's another breakup song, but with a twist, and I say one really cringe line in it, which people are either going to love or hate, but we'll see.
Or it's going to be captioned.
You know what? Maybe it will be. And that would be the dream because, you know, all I've ever wanted to be is a meme. So we'll see.
Don't say that out loud because it's going to come back and it's
I know. It'll come back to haunt me.
You can't trust the internet. It's never going to be what you want.
I know.
Sassy breakup songs a week before you get married. Is it easier to write something like that as you're in a better space relationship wise, or is it more difficult?
Definitely, it's so much easier to write something when you're in a good headspace. You can write about whatever you want as long as you're, you know, when you've got a really great, you know, fiance, partner, whatever. They just get it and they know that you're, you know, writing from old experiences or from friends or, you know, or things that you've seen on social media or, you know, read in a book. And so I think that that's, you know, that's kind of what you can do as an artist, and it's an amazing thing. You don't have to be sad to write a breakup song. You don't have to be happy to write an upbeat song, you know. It's good.
How intense is the wedding planning while you're trying to juggle this big music career you got going on?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a whole new territory for me because obviously I've never been married before, but I'm just very excited. It's one of those things that's kind of brought all my family and friends together, and you know, it's nice for them to see me in a context that's not a show or a appearance or I don't know what, whatever, wherever they see me. But it's like a real like family thing. So it's very exciting.
And Ellie, last but not least, today is like a huge day for new music. I know you're probably busy making calls and stuff, but have you been able to listen to any of it so far?
I'm very sad to say that no, I haven't, and it's really bad of me, but I love to keep up to date with what's going on in the world and especially in music. So I will get on top of it, but not right now. Right now my agenda is just watching trash TV.
What does that include for you?
Geordie Shore, which is like our version of Jersey Shore. And then I watch this thing called X on the Beach, which is, I don't know if you've heard of Love Island, but it's like a trashier version of Love Island.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Ellie, yeah. You're the best. Thank you for the new music. Congrats on that. Congrats on that whole, you know, getting married thing. And thanks for being a champion and spreading the word as far as everything going on in the world with, you know, climate change and whatnot. We need more voices like you. So thank you.
Well, maybe I'll inspire other people to start speaking up now because it's kind of serious.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Well done. That was seamless.
Thank you.
Bravo.
So it was obviously during the whole climate change talk.
Yeah.
Which could have been very bad if I would have came in and just started like just guessing. Like I could have said some really dumb shit.
Like if you would have just circled back and be like, so Ellie, have you even mentioned the climate at all? And she just went off on it for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, Ellie, like what's your cause? Don't you like trees or something?
Anyway, Julia, when you go back and listen to the interview, it's like you're hearing it for the first time.
I need to go back and listen and see how Ellie feels about the climate.
You might learn something.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
As Julia just told Camila as she walked up, congratulations on your whole life.
That was so good. Thanks.
Hey, before we start, we got you a little gift.
You did?
Actually, yeah. A few of them.
Oh my God.
But the first, which one are we starting with?
I don't see any of them.
You guys got me a gift?
This one.
Is it this deer?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start in here because we heard...
Whoa.
You're having an issue with your tattoo.
Look at this. Oh my God, I am having... Aquaphor. Where even is it? Oh, here it is. I forgot where my tattoo was. That's how bad I've been taking care of it.
Now you remember where it is. So
guys,
you can put
thank
that on
you
there.
So much. I'm going to put that on there right now. Look, this is my tattoo. I posted it on Instagram. It's supposed to say it's a mystery, but it just says mystery.
Yeah, you got
to
take care of that.
Maybe if you put the aquifer on, it'll come back.
You think it'll just bring back the ink from under the skin?
Well, we heard when you mentioned that in that interview that you needed some. We got you some. So the goal
is
say what else you want in this interview, and the person that interviews you next buys you something else.
Okay. I need a 48-hour sleep.
You hear that? Where are you going next? Minnesota or somewhere? You hear that, Minnesota? 48 hours of sleep.
They're just going to punch me really hard.
But this is your this is your big gift.
Wait, guys.
This is from
really
all of us
sweet.
At B96.
Guys, I love you guys at B96. I really do. You guys have supported me so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Mendez is my bae. This is a true statement.
He got the same one for himself.
I do have
it. Oh my God, yeah. That's hilarious. We should both greet him at the airport with this together. if I like, it would actually be so hilarious. I hope he doesn't see this. If I actually, like, so the next time I saw him, like, wore this, it would be the funniest joke in the entire world. Because I just don't know how he would react. He would literally think, who is this girl?
But like, why don't acknowledge it. Just like, take the jacket off.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, just be like, hey. He'd be like, what the hell?
You know, while he's cooking dinner for you or something, you just walk out with that shirt. I mean, he's busy. He's on tour.
He'd break
stuff
up with
anyway.
Me.
You think so? No. We want to do a deep dive of your entire new album.
Yeah.
It's very rare we get an artist that comes through.
This quickly after.
Yeah, this is the album right here. It's called Romance.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me.
It's got liner notes in here.
It's a full thing. It's plastic. It's got plastic wrapping. It's a real album.
It says Love You Mofos on the inside.
It does say Love You Mofos on the inside. The album is actually called Love You Mofos. It's just spelled R-O-M-A-N-C.
How are you feeling now that it's out? Like, now that it's been out like a full 24 hours.
I feel amazing. I mean, I just got here from LA this morning at like 6 a.m. But today, like, I have a day off in Chicago tomorrow. I'm just going to literally read all the tweets, which I did. I read a lot yesterday, but it's just so much. It's so much fun to be able to like soak up their reactions, you know.
Is there a certain song that you're kind of like surprised people are grabbing onto so much that you're like, oh, I thought it would be more of this one than that one?
That's a good question. To be honest with you, no, because I love all of them for different reasons. So there hasn't really been one that surprised me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We knew First Man was going to make everyone cry.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like Butterfly Kisses for the 20th century. Mm. 21st
Butterfly
century.
Butterfly Kisses. I actually hadn't heard that song till a couple weeks ago when I saw, did you know that super famous YouTube video?
Mm. Yeah.
Of the, you know what video I'm talking about? With the Butterfly Kisses?
Yes.
Where the girl... There's like this woman and she's having her wedding and her dad passed away and the son like sings the song.
It messes you up.
But I hadn't heard that song. It's really I love songs about dads.
And that's the First Man vibe though.
Yeah, thank you.
Just out here making people cry.
Yeah. I love
Hooray,
making people cry.
Crying songs.
I love crying songs. They're my favorite kind of songs.
When did the process for this album start? Because we're going to deep dive into this whole thing. We're going to go through the whole shebang.
Let's.
Because it's new, it's fresh.
I'm down.
So when did the whole process start? Like when you first put pen to paper and said, here we go.
You know what? I think it must have been either like late last summer or late like last October or something when I came up with the idea for the album Romance. And I had a bunch of lyrics on my phone about love. I knew all the songs were going to be love songs because that's like what... I think inspired it is like what I was living, you know, and I was like, I know I want to make an album full of songs about falling in love, and I knew I wanted to make an album called Romance months before I went into the studio. So I think it was late. It was last summer, last year.
So and during that process, I mean, we're talking a year and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things change in your life over that course of time. So did it alter the way you approached the album as you went along and went along and went along? Because, I mean, you're talking, you know, 16 months, 17 months.
I know. Well, I think that in the beginning, it was like I just grew with the album. And so in the beginning, it was like Romance was fully, I guess, just about... being in love and the beginning stages of being in love. And I think that as I was just experiencing more in, you know, I was like in my first serious relationship and, you know, things happen and things change. I just saw all the kind of the different sides to love and, you know, kind of what it feels like when things get complicated, you know. So I think it just got complicated. But that's love also, you know? So I think Romance, the idea of Romance and the album just got a little bit more messy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the last song that you wrote for it?
Used to This.
And do you think that like kind of describes more of your current situation now?
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What made you decide to work with Phineas?
Well, I mean, I'd heard his songs, because he has incredible songs.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the work that he's done with Billy. And I was like, oh my God, I just think he's so... There's always people that come up that you're just like, they're making different things. They're making different choices, and you can tell that their approach to making music is really different. And I'm just like, I was just so excited to work with him. And I didn't even know, I didn't expect for us to, because I didn't think about it, for us to become friends and just have such good friend chemistry in the studio, you know?
Yeah. You two are like definitely like a good pairing for that though. Like when I heard that he helped you, I was like, oh, I love it. And I love how everything sounds sonically. It's so good.
Thank you.
What's your favorite song to perform right now?
My favorite song to perform right now. Well, I'm really, I haven't, I'm not performing too many songs from the album yet. I think I'm just performing, what am I performing? I'm performing Living Proof, Señorita, Liar, Shameless. I think my favorite right now would be Living Proof, but I know that'll change once I start performing more songs from the tour.
Living Proof is so dynamic and like eccentric every time I see it. Like you perform it on like a different stage, like what you did at the AMAs, and then I saw you on Ellen, and it's just how much thinking ahead does it go into planning like
performances?
What we're going to do for Living Proof now?
Yeah, I mean, I love TV performances because you really get to, you get to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot of thinking ahead, but it's fun to just put on a song and like close your eyes and dream. You know, that's like one of my favorite parts of the whole thing is like, I get, how lucky am I that I get to be able to like bring it to life, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it a relief that it's out, or is it now, or is it just the scary thing is starting to start, or is the scary part starting to happen, or is it just
no,
a relief?
I think it's a big relief for sure, because sometimes it's a really emotional thing for me. With albums, is like I feel like I have this chapter kind of still in me, and when I put it out, it feels almost like, oh, that's a new chapter now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it feels nice for me.
I said yeah, but I have no idea because I'm not.
Like, yeah.
I don't have any talent.
Happened to me with my second album.
Last question. It's almost the end of the decade.
Yes, it is.
Your song of the decade. It could be for any reason. It could be one of yours.
It
could be, it doesn't matter. Your song of the decade.
That's such a good question.
Thanks. We thought of it ourselves.
Oh my God. Well, okay. Have you interviewed other people before me?
No.
Today?
Well, a few.
I was just wondering what their answers have been.
Okay. I don't think is this the first time we asked it?
Yeah.
It might be the first time we've actually asked it though.
Well, pressure. Okay, all right. I'm gonna say One Direction's Kiss You.
Wow. Wow.
There we go.
I think that was at the start of the decade. I just literally...
No, I think it's just right in.
I have no reason behind that. That just is the first thing that popped up in my mind.
But usually if it's the first thing that pops in your head, that usually means that, you know...
That it's the emotionally accurate response.
And you can't put that song on and not be happy.
You can't.
So
it just reminds me of being 15 and on X Factor and obsessed with One Direction and excited about stuff.
I know. Like, how great is it that, like, they're all putting out music right now? You're putting out new music right now.
I know. And shout out to Niall. I love him.
I know.
Hi, Niall. He watches all of our stuff, so he'll be seeing this.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Keep being you. Congrats on being you, and congrats on the album.
Hey, man.
And
do stuff in 2020.
Congrats on your whole life.
Your whole life.
Hey, man, congrats on your whole life, and congrats on your hair and your whole life.
Thank you so much.
Can we see the jersey real quick before we sign off from the Dunkin' Lounge backstage of the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Look at that.
Look at that.
Go Cubs, go. Baseball season's only like 4 months away.
And I'm on tour here next year.
Yes. Oh, we should mention that. Buy tickets to go see Camila on tour here in Chicago. Spend your money that you got your job today to go do that immediately.
Yes, spend all the money that you have on that.
It's Camila Cabello.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
You guys ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep. You guys even said okay in unison, like you were like, let's go. You guys all said it at the same time.
Let's practice.
NTT 127.
Woo!
There's it. So are you in NCT? City. Hi, we are NCT 127.
That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like I orchestrated that in some way, shape, or form.
You definitely taught them to do that.
Yeah. We practiced that before we started doing
That's
anything.
Right.
We got together with some of your fans on Twitter.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah? And we had them send over a bunch of questions.
Okay. We like questions.
So this whole interview is going to be questions from your fans. And so if they're bad questions, don't blame us.
Don't worry.
Of course.
We've pre-vetted them. They're great questions. Trust me. All right. So, you guys ready to get going?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Very first question. What's next? What's the plans for 2020?
Wow.
We are actually still working on new music right now. I don't want to give out too many spoilers or anything, but we definitely do have something prepared for the fans to be expecting. I hope that we meet their expectations. We're definitely preparing something that they'd be proud of and what we'd be proud of as well. Yeah, and ways to see them more often as well. It isn't just music, but like maybe live performances too. So cool things, yeah, cool things. 2020.
If that's not a hint, I don't know what is.
I mean, that's a very large hint.
Wow.
So the second thing they want to know is, who is the cleanest out of all of you?
Oh, 제일 깨끗한 사람.
That's easy.
Yeah.
You me.
Sure.
Whatever you.
Okay. Okay. 하나, 둘, 셋.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost unanimous.
Basically, yeah.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Okay. It's me.
Which movie was the last one you guys watched together as a group?
Maybe
The Avengers.
Yeah,
The Avengers.
Yeah. That's
Avengers,
a long time to spend one. With one another, because that's a long movie.
That's a very long. Because
it's hard to like gather all around, yeah, all together, yeah, in a movie theater. Yeah. So that was the last one we watched in the movie theater.
Yeah, we'd probably take up a whole row if we all sat together. So we usually go with just like groups. But Avengers, we did definitely see together.
And Doyoung and Yuta saw Frozen 2 together.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like we go like separately a lot. Yeah.
Were you guys all watching movies late? Did everybody stay at Johnny's house last night? Is that what happened?
Almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you guys like? What did you like? Watch movies there or what?
No,
we just ate a lot of food and slept.
Ate and slept.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we do in Chicago most of the time anyway. So it works out well.
Some Illuminati's, yeah. You know.
Nice little winter food coma. So what surprises you most about performing in the U.S. compared to back home?
Well, like it's really similar, but the fans, they sing along and dance along when we perform. So I think that's really nice, yeah, while performing.
Was it kind of shocking the first time you saw them do that?
No, it made me more excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
I mean, for them to sing along to our lyrics, even though it may not be their first language, that itself is very, it was very emotional when we first saw that. Like, to see them have the lyrics memorized and sing along, like that's an energy that we are so glad to be able to experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about how many young Americans speak, at least have a basic grasp on Korean now because of you guys, which is crazy if you think about it. They understand the language because of your music.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Yeah.
This one is specific to Johnny. What hair color that's not natural would you want to dye your hair to?
Oh,
that's tough. Well, I would say, you know, Pantone color of 2020 is blue. Oh, so really? Maybe blue one day.
You can match the wall behind you.
Yeah. Or the jingle bash. Like, yeah, look at the jingle bash thing. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, next one we got. Before this year ends, what are the things that you still want to do with like time off? Oh.
2020년 끝나기 전에 꼭 하고 싶은 거.
아, 운전면허 따고 싶어. He wants to get his driver's license.
Yeah, I want to drive. I want to buy a car.
Do you have a specific car that you want?
갖고 싶은 차. 람보르기니.
Lamborghini.
Go
shoot
big.
For the top. I thought he was gonna.
Great.
I thought he was gonna come in with like a Ford. He's like, no, Lamborghini.
Every the top.
How was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Festival, the parade?
Oh, wow. It was amazing.
Yeah. It was actually, at first, we met Jimmy Fallon, and he gave us a tip that you shouldn't use all of your voice while going around, because that they actually can't hear you, and it's actually just bad for you, because you're just straining your throat. But when we got up there, we just felt like we had to, and by the time we were done, like, we were just all so cold, but like our voices were all gone, because we kept screaming at our fans, and it was really fun, because we shared our energies together, and our music was playing, and we were on like this Lego float, and like, we got a lot of energy, and we gave a lot of energy back.
Amazing.
It is cool. They want to know, where does your artistic inspiration come from? Is it like books or anything else like outside of music that kind of inspires you?
영감 같은 건 어디서 받는지.
태용?
응? 영감 같은 거 뭐 가사 같은 거 쓸 때나 음악 할 때나
보통 영화에서 많이 보는 것 같아요.
He gets a lot from like movies.
Okay.
He feels like
그리고 팬들한테도 많이 받는 것 같아요.
And a lot from fans as well.
네. Like Avengers.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got it.
That's.
Have there been any movies in particular that's inspiring the new album?
Oh.
그러니까 앨범에 영감 주는 영화 지금 뭐 생각하자면.
지금 앨범?
이제 만들고 있는 앨범.
Oh well, this isn't from our from the album that we're working on now, but definitely for Superhuman, if you see in a dance, we actually were inspired by the Clark's movement when he transforms into Superman. Like we actually use that as our motive to put that in the dance. And if you see our performance, we end with that pose. And so stuff like that, you know. Yeah,
that's cool.
Amazing. Last question, you guys ready?
Yeah.
What are you most proud of as a group?
오, 엑스127로서의 제일 자랑스러운 것.
너무 많은데.
So many.
I'm
most.
가장.
가장.
Energy and synergy.
Because that doesn't come right away.
Right.
I feel like
and, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
지금 아직 모든 멤버가 다 모인 건 아니지만 다 모였을 때 그 시너지가 엄청 또 화려하다고.
아. 네. Even if not all of our members are here right now, but when we're all together, the synergy that comes out really gives off a lot of energy towards when we perform.
Like Avengers.
Yeah, like the Avengers, yes.
Well, I get it, it's hard, because I mean, so many of you guys, Julie and I step on each other all the time, and there's just two of us, so I completely understand.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, NCT 127 at the Dunkin' Lounge, B96 Pepsi, Jingle Bash.
Jingle.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Crush it tonight.
And thank you for the questions as well.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast. Louis Capaldi. I'm sorry, your candidate for America's Sweetheart, Louis Capaldi.
Whoa!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Julia?
I'm good. Didn't you just perform on Ellen?
Yeah, I did it just a matter of minutes ago, and here we are in Chicago.
Wow, you run really fast.
I do run really fast, and that's why I'm sweating and as quite as out of breath as I am. It's got nothing to do with my weight.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
So how was Ellen?
It was lovely. Ellen wasn't there.
Okay.
It was Sean Hayes who plays Jack in Will of Grace. Will of Grace? Will and Grace.
I like Will of Grace.
My name's Will of Grace. That sounds like a knight. But so yeah, it was good. It was lovely. And oh, I can see myself on the TV.
There you are.
Yeah, he was nice and there was a lot of tarantulas there.
Tarantulas?
Yeah, there was like a little guy who was like a animal expert.
Okay.
As I'm sitting really weird, I've realized I'm just like us.
I know, I was sliding too. I had to get like all the way up here.
Yeah. So, it was lovely and I was nervous, but we did it. And I don't like spiders.
Okay.
But the little boy that was holding them, he was very cute. He was very lucky because he's like an animal expert, but he's like six or something.
Six-year-old animal experts kind of scare me.
Yeah, because it's like also you're definitely not an expert. You're definitely just a six-year-old who likes touching spiders.
So well, and like I'm also kind of concerned that they could like kick our ass. Like if you're like 6 years old and you're holding a spider.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what's next?
You're too serious. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Martial arts. He can train a snake to kill you.
Yeah.
That'd be very difficult to maneuver around.
To maneuver the snake?
Yes, sometimes it's hard to maneuver snakes, the snake.
Do you spend a lot of time maneuvering them to know this?
I spend a lot of time maneuvering a snake, for sure.
Even though you didn't get a chance to see her, don't you feel like Ellen would make a prime candidate for America's Sweetheart?
Well, that's who I'm trying to topple. I want to be America's Sweetheart so badly, but Ellen, she just won't move. She won't budge. And that's why we need your help to help me become America's Sweetheart and you know, stop Ellen's reign of tyranny.
What do you feel like you have on Ellen, though, for the people?
Nothing. This is the problem I'm running into. I thought, you know, that there's too many America's Sweetheart. Well, I don't want to be I want to be one of them.
Okay.
But Ellen's just at the minute just really grinding my, she's getting in my way a bit. And I just think, how many seasons has she got left of her show?
I feel like she's never going to stop.
Yeah, which is just, come on, give someone else a chance. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like
I'd like
that
a
could
daytime
be,
show called Lewis.
I feel like that could be your leg to stand on, though. Like, Ellen, like, how many accolades are we going for?
Yeah.
Like, you've done enough. Give someone else a chance.
Yeah, like, relax, Ellen. Come on. Stop being so sweet and lovable. It's like, really annoying.
Quit being a delight every single waking moment.
I know, but I love Ellen so much. Ellen DeGeneres. And, yeah. She's just so great, but also getting in my way a bit. So maybe we'll need to, I need to have a word next time I see her.
Yeah, you do.
And the first time I see her, I'll say, hello, Ellen, you don't know me, but fucking, oh, sorry. But stop. But yeah, no, so America's here. Do you know what? I thought we were making good, we're making good progress.
In which way?
Like this.
You're campaigning on social media. I feel like it's doing well.
It's doing well. People are really picking up some steam. The song is doing well.
I've noticed.
Thanks for playing it.
That's that guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just as a team. And I thought, you know, this is going well. More people seem to know who I am, which is lovely.
Yes.
Which is kind of what you need to be America's Sweetheart.
Yeah.
But then I went to a meeting at my record label at Capitol in the US, which is where we are, in LA. And the security guard at the door thought my name was Louis Capodilli. So,
but you know what? Some people just kill names, even if they've heard them a million times. Don't take it personally.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could tell in his eyes he had no idea who I was. And I wasn't his sweetheart at all. Which is a problem when you're trying to be America's sweetheart.
You should have handed him your phone with like your name pulled up on Google and just be like, "Hey, bro."
Well, that's the thing. I think he had my name was run down.
Okay.
So he had it.
Right.
But he just chose to pronounce it completely incorrectly.
Maybe he did it to humble you.
Maybe, but I don't really think I need any more humbling.
So, what are we gonna do if like a scandal comes out during this candidacy?
Well, like
what would a Louis Capaldi scandal look like?
Oh,
like every candidate has their big moment.
My internet search history would definitely be something that is not was not a thing. Yeah, definitely watching too much videos online. For sure, that'd definitely be a trouble. Nothing weird.
So we shouldn't ask your... No, definitely not. So we shouldn't ask your search history.
No, so that probably one. And I say search very differently to you.
What did you say? I'm sorry?
I say search. You say search.
Search.
Yeah.
Search.
Language is fine.
I like the way you say it better.
Search.
Search.
Search and destroy. My internet history. No, so there's that. Probably something like... Oh, there's this one time... When I was, I'm sitting quite poorly on this chair. One time when I was 12, I think, maybe younger than that, I was at the supermarket with my mother, the shopping centre.
Yes.
Buying her groceries, and I took the trolley, the cart, and my mum, we finished shopping, and we went to the car, and we put all the things back in the car. My mum said, right, you go put that cart back in the cart place.
I know where this is going.
Oh, I bet you don't. This is the thing. It sounds very innocent and then it gets quite sinister. So, not too weird. Nothing weird. So, me, cart, push. And I'm taking it back to the place. My mum's starting the car. She's getting us going. And I push the cart back and then, oh, this little old lady comes up behind me. You look concerned.
Well, like once you bring a little old lady into a scandal.
Well, okay, yeah, for sure.
It's getting weird.
Let me put you out your misery here. It wasn't, nothing happened that was untoward. So, I mean, it was quite bad. I feel bad about it to this day. So she comes up and she says something. She says, I can't really hear her. So she went, and you know that way where sometimes when an older person speaks to you and you can't hear what they say, you just go this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. And then you just move on. So this old lady went, "How all right, son, how's you?" And I went, yeah. And I walked away and it was fine, totally fine. But then as I was walking away, I realised that she was pushing a cart. And what she said to me was, "Is there any chance you could put my car away for me, son?" To which I have laughed in her face and went, "Yeah," and walked away. So that's probably a scandal that's going to come out.
She is going to out you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
hopefully she's still here.
I mean, she was very old.
Right.
So yeah, if she's around to this day, sorry. If not, no witnesses. So fuck it.
Ah.
Sorry. You can bleep this, can you?
Yeah, we definitely can.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So you.
Yeah.
So exciting moment. I know you were thrilled when the Jonas Brothers covered your song, but like, how did Camila compare when she covered that song? Like, were you equally as excited or even more so?
I'll say equally.
Yeah.
In the interest of...
I don't think she's going to be able to pick you up like they did, though.
No, well, if I ever meet her, that's the thing. You need to give me a piggyback, Camila Cabello. And that's it. No, it was incredible. But the thing is, when people like that cover your song, it's incredible. You're like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. You go onto the YouTube and you look at it, and then you go, well, they start singing it and you go, this is really good. And then they start singing it and they start singing it really good. And you're like, okay, slow down here. Don't, what do you think you're trying to do here? Because it's like you start off really happy and then you slowly realize over the course of it, are they trying to outsing me on this song here?
Right. Because,
and tell you what, Camila Cabello was definitely doing some runs. She went, "I'll be safe in your sound," but it sounded better than that. And I just remember thinking, "This woman, slow down, Camila. I'm trying to be a singer here, and now people are going to listen to this song and go, well, it's all right, but he never did this sound." But do you know what I mean? So it's great, it's amazing, I love it so much, best feeling ever. But then when they do it, don't. If you're going to cover my songs, where's the camera? Is that, am I looking?
You're, yeah. Right there.
Hi, guys, celebrities. It's me, Lewis Capaldi here. Listen, I'd say right now, you're probably watching this thinking, who is this? And I sang the song called Someone You Loved, the one, Day Bleeds, Night Fall, that one. And if you're going to cover it, just thank you in advance, but don't sing it too well. Because you're making me look bad, and I'm a new kid on the block, right? And I'm only 22, despite the fact that I look 47. And I need you to just cut me some slack, because I'm sick of this. You're all performing too high of a standard, and I'm only young. As I said, I'm only young.
Right.
So don't fucking do it anymore, because I'm getting tired. But thank you, Camila and Jonas Brothers. Did you see the lights move there?
Yeah, do you feel like you're in a nightclub now?
It was like strobes. Yeah, wow, that was intense.
So you said you're very young. Wikipedia says your birthday is in a couple days. Is that made up or true?
My birthday's on Monday.
Wow, happy birthday.
Thank you. A round of applause for my birth, which is... I had nothing to do with me being born on Monday. That's my birth. I've got nothing. That's me. You can thank my mum and dad.
Very good work, 10 out of 10 job.
Yeah, well, they did a good... I mean, I don't know. I doubt my mum had a good time. Do you know what I mean? If I know my father, lethargic, let's put it that way.
Well, now with, like, your newfound fame and all your money, you should probably buy your mom a nice massage for that day.
Whoa, okay, what kind of massage?
Just like a normal one, so she relaxes, because if it was a traumatic day.
It wasn't traumatic, that I'd love. I'm just saying it probably didn't last very long, and it probably wasn't very enjoyable.
I thought you meant your birth.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're on very different wavelengths at the minute.
We are, yes.
No, my birth was probably rubbish. I was quite a fat baby. Not as fat as my sister was when she was born, so... My mum's had a hard time with it, for sure.
Were you, is your sister younger or older?
I've got three siblings, they're all older than me.
Okay.
We're all 2 years apart, so it's me, my older brother Aiden, he's 2 years older than me. My older sister Danielle, Danny, she's 4 years older than me. And my oldest brother Warren, who is 6 years older than me. And yeah, I'm a baby boy.
But not as big as your sister, and she came first though and set the tone.
She did come first. She was a big gal as a baby. She kind of had cheeks like the Godfather. She did. I'm not being rude. I'm not shaming her. She just had big fat cheeks.
Yeah.
Like, she was a baby. She wasn't like.
She didn't know.
She didn't know.
It's not her fault.
She didn't know that she had cheeks like the Godfather as a young baby. But yeah, there's pictures of her and she looks very like. Yeah. But she's great. Love her.
Great
and it
girl.
Is my birthday on Monday.
Are you asking for anything? Do you have a birthday list?
Just come full circle. My birthday list. World peace.
Like a one-piece bathing suit?
World peace. World peace. The world.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said a one-piece, and I'm like, a bathing suit?
That's a new, right? Well, I mean, a one-piece bathing suit would do the trick as well. Although I need two pieces, because I got breasts.
There you go.
Thank you.
I also have another question about your Wikipedia because I spent a lot of time on that page. How have you played drums since you were two? Like, I couldn't even go to the bathroom when I was two. Well, it says that.
Do you know what? I don't play drums now.
We need to edit that. It literally says Louis Capaldi has been playing the drums since the age of two.
Right. Well, someone has very high expectations of me that I cannot match.
They're really hyping you up on that website.
Do you know what I think it is? I think there's a picture of me when I'm a young man. And I'm not two, I'm an older boy. And I've got drumsticks like this behind my sister's drum kit that she got for her Christmas.
So you're just like as a child playing, they're making it sound like you're Travis Barker.
Yeah, or like JB, Justin Bieber.
Right.
That's what I call him, JB.
Are you guys homies?
Well, I guess so.
Have you met him?
No, I've never met him, never spoke to him.
Maybe one day.
Although, do love him.
Right.
Love his music. I liked it when he had long hair.
His hair is back, like it's back to the brown. It looks really good in that picture he had with Dan and Shay that came out yesterday.
Yeah, oh, they've got a new song. Yeah, I've not listened to it yet. Is it good?
It's good.
Do you know who's got a new song out?
Who?
Niall Horan.
Yes.
And do you know why, right? Because can I tell you something? Because this is, he texted me this morning, right? Saying, listen to this, cheek, right? Hi, I'm Niall. It's your old friend, and I have a song out, and I would like you. What is it? Say, I would like it to do well, but you're too big time now and caught up in your own shit. That's it. Oh, he's funny, but I just blocked his number.
He is the best smelling celebrity I've ever met.
He smells great.
Like, he literally smells like he eats toothpaste.
Yeah,
like,
he smells amazing. He smelled his hair.
So fresh.
This just took a turn. I like this. Let's keep talking about it. His hair smells terrific.
Like what? Like, I got a lot of mint.
You got a lot of mint.
And then some like good clean musk.
Oh, he's got a musk on him.
I actually Googled what he wore because I was like, I want to buy this for my boyfriend.
Yeah,
like,
he's a musky boy.
It's Hugo sure. Boss.
Is it Hugo Boss?
Yeah.
That's quite a basic cologne for him to be wearing.
Well, it was the fans that said that, so...
Oh, well...
It's a grey area there.
Fans, let me tell you something. That man is very rich. He doesn't use Hugo Boss. Listen, he uses the tears of some endangered animal that he just like... Boom, 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 smells great, probably. But yeah, no, it smells great. And I don't know what's in his hair, but I can't remember how I got a sniff of it once. But I smelled it and it was like, that's some nice hair. And then I said that and then I tweeted it.
Did you?
I was very drunk.
Good. No, but I feel like he showers like every 2 hours.
Yeah, for sure. Showers like every 2 hours. That rhymes. You could be a songwriter.
I got you.
I tell you who doesn't shower every 2 hours. Me. Once a week.
That's all you need. Keep them guessing. Like, when's his next one?
And you hit the main...
7 days? 10 days?
Exactly.
Don't know.
You hit the main areas. Hair. Pets. That's it. Back of the knees. Got to do the back of the knees.
That does sweat.
Often overlooked. You need to really go like that.
So do you have a stool in your shower? Because you can only accomplish that one way.
I had a stool in my shower once, but that was an accident. It's a joke about poo.
I know it is. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh, we're done. Oh, okay. I could.
I got the thing. So I would love to keep talking.
That means when that's Craig. You call him Craig. I call him Craig from Label. And when they do this, that gentle. It means fucking come on. Only joking.
Hey, well, you got that sold out show tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thalia Hall or Talia Hall? Talia.
Talia.
Well, it's going to be lovely.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be sad.
It's going to be sad. Why?
Because
your music is?
I deliver a monologue halfway through the speech, halfway through the show, just about life and how we're all shuffling towards our death. So.
Oh.
Get used to it.
Fun.
That's my favourite part of the show for sure. It's that part in particular is 45 minutes long. So we play for 15 minutes either side and then the monologue for 45. So hope you enjoy it tonight. And if you're coming, anyone coming? Whoop, you're coming. Listen, be excited. Don't be too excited. Be like, if this is your excitement, bring it here. And then the show will be like, oh, and it'll just scoosh over your excitement. Like, keep your expectations low. And you'll have a lovely time. Thank you. Thank you. Yay.
All right, give it up one more time for Lewis Capaldi.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do I leave now?
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.